Yeah,
Wow.
but I've been dealing with family issues. My mom just died 4 years ago. My dad almost passed away about eight times last year, and he's alive. I just came back and seen him. So he's doing much better, thankfully. But at that time, I was running the swim school and doing his life and my mom's life and everything. And that I definitely can say was a little stressful. And luckily, my team was there for me and I had enough staff to pull it off. And, it wasn't, full throttle, but it is what it is. And I'm really feeling blessed that I have the mindset and the mind and the motivation to just do whatever it
Keep
takes.
going.
Yeah. So I'm, people fold. You can go crazy. I'm sure you could go crazy with all those things going on. But I just realize it's temporary. So just do the best thing that best whatever I can do, the best that I can. Do your best, forget the rest. That's it. No, I'm satisfied with my life. I can't think of, I mean, personally, I've Seahorse Swim School is pretty much my child. So I've forgave having children because I had a swim school. So maybe I might consider that as not a regret, but it just is what it is. You can't change it. So I spent, it takes, like I said, hours and hours and nights and days and weeks and months and years to just keep going. And I didn't think that I could take on any more. I would like to continue my education and work on a master's degree. I always had the issue of, well, what do I want to be? I'm like, I already am what I want to be. So how do I get what, how do I know what to get a degree in? But what I figure actually is it doesn't really matter what you get a higher education as I see on many resumes, they have, education in accounting and they're want to be a swim teacher. Where does that come from? But my degree aligns with the work that I do. My degree in psychology, I have a teaching credential in health and safety. I have been an EMT since 1997, and I started to do that. I thought maybe I might want to do ambulance work. No, I
You
don't.
tried it?
I don't. I didn't try. I went on ride-alongs, and that
Okay.
was enough for
And
me.
how did you know that it wasn't the right thing for you?
I like to be happy, and
But I mean, you're
not.
saving a life, or it's just not.
It's just the people's, the trouble that people get in is just horrifying, and I have too much feeling for them as a person, and I feel their pain, I take their pain. I can handle the emergency, but I don't want to drive every day looking for emergencies. That's not what I want. I want to be on the
Gotcha.
rehabilitation side of that.